The dub CNN hooked up with Sacktown's own brother Lynn Chung to chop it up about the past, the present, and the future. What's up with you, Lynch?
What's up, man? What's going down?
You know, I want to go back in time with you. You know, to me, you have a classic under your belt, you know, in Season of the Sickness. You know, what mind state were you in when you recorded that album?
Well, you, my cousin Q-Ball had died, and, you know, out here, you know, we kind of gangbang and stuff. And he, you know, he had a SIBO video, man. He, you know, he died. So that album, that kind of fueled me because I was going through a lot of stuff at that time. Besides that, I had a couple things happen and kind of fueled it. So I kind of just went off. You know what I mean? Went. Start talking, basically talking crazy stuff.
And you know, how did the whole Rip Gut Cannibal shit get into your raps?
When I was young, that's all I watched was like horror movies and stuff. I do a little writing now and stuff. I'm writing one now. But that's all I really been into, Rip Gut Cannibal. And then, you know, basically all I do is eat meat. You know what I mean? That's my thing.
What age did you start rapping?
Started rapping when I was 13.
You know, what made you get into the game?
I was just doing it for fun. I never think nobody's gonna make it from Sacramento. You know what I mean? So we just did it just so I can go around to everybody high school and eat them up. You know what I mean? So we basically did it for fun. Had crews and everything. But, you know, a little something happened for a little Sacramento artist. That's cool.
How do you feel about Season of the Sickness looking back at it today?
I didn't know it was going to do what it did. And it's always going to be hard to top it. But I think I got that handled.
Well, what?
I don't know. While I was doing it, I was doing what I love, so I didn't really know what nobody was going to think. I was kind of doing what I wanted to hear if I put the CD in. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was going to drop it. Plus, you know, I had a lot of subliminal messages to send out, and it just blended like that.
What transition? Go ahead.
It just worked out for me.
Okay. What transition did you go through, you know, from Season of the Sickness to Loaded, which was a smoother record?
At that time, it was a little smoother time in my life. Started getting a little bit of money, I guess. I wanted to relax instead of always being mad. You know what I mean?
Right.
At the time, I started smoking more. You know what I mean? And I said, I'm going to just make a relaxed album this time. Plus, I hooked back up with my old school friend, Funk Vega. And those beats he provided pretty much put me in that zone.
Okay. And, you know, in the interview with Murder Dog, you said that, you know, your doctor said you were manic depressive. How did that influence your music?
I mean, that's all part of the Rip Gut thing, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, suicidal. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't want to go there with anything like that because, you know, I'm changing every day, so. But, I mean, you know, I just like being sad. I don't want to put too much out there about that, but, you know, like the technical part of it, you know, it took my family through a lot of stuff, but, you know, I mean, I just like to be sad for, I don't know, whatever reason. Still do.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, I know you told the story many times before, but how did the fallout with Black Market Records come about?
Well, I already knew, you know, somebody ain't got, you know what I mean, their paperwork, you know, tucked away right, that it was something funny. You know what I mean? I tried to help the man. I was like, just pay my rent, give me a couple hundred extra dollars, you know what I mean, to make it through until the company get big and do your thing. But then when, you know, records started selling, he just kind of, you know, once you get your money in your bank, you don't want to give it away. You know what I mean? So, it's been there, you don't want to do it. I guess that's how he felt.
Right.
So he didn't want to, you know, pay out. I went to all the artists, tried to get them to rally with me, because they was getting done the same. Nobody really wanted to roll with me, so I did it myself.
Okay. What happened to the Loke to the Brain album that you were talking about on the outro of Set Trip and Block Style?
Loke to the Brain, after I left Black Market, basically they tried to roll with the name and put different characters under there, so it fell apart.
Also, it was never recorded?
Wasn't gonna happen.
Oh, so you never recorded it?
A lot of people, we have like 30 songs, but, you know, they're like separated through all the members that was in Loke to the Brain.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know if they're going to use them. I'm going to use mine eventually. You know what I mean? So, but it ain't going to be Loke to the Brain. It's just a whole bunch of went down with the Black Market stuff, and, you know, said he'd probably, you know, really want to hold, you know, some stuff until everything's all the way completely settled.
Okay. And will we ever hear that Niggas in Black tape that you X-rated and Six recorded?
Well, you know, X, he got his Blockstar label, so I'm pretty sure he'll release it. But, I want to hear the, because it was supposed to be a full album. I want to hear that, but X got that.
How does it sound like?
It's hard. We dumped on it. Some of my best work.
What year is it from?
1991.
Damn.
Yep.
What's the status on X-Rated right now?
Well, I mean, same as every day, trying to get out.
When is he getting out? He got a release date?
No, that's just, they're working on it now. They're trying to see what's going down. He didn't want to start no rumors, but it was some good news that he got.
When did you speak to him the last time?
Say again?
When did you speak to him the last time?
On the phone a couple years ago, but by letter about like 6 months ago.
Oh, okay. What about Six? What's the situation with him?
Six is a type that, you know, when he goes on a vacation, he goes on a vacation. You know what I mean? So we don't holler too much. We got that mental connect. You know what I mean? So, but so far as I know, he's doing the years. And he converted, you know what I mean? Got saved. And he still does a little bit of writing. And he does a lot of reading. Always did. I'm trying to get him to do an album. I don't care what he's converted to. You know what I mean?
What happened to that Deer Hunter album?
What, the Deer Hunter?
Yeah.
I think the police took, you know, some of the cuts that he had in his safe. And probably could find some at our old studio. But they ain't gonna give nothing out. Unless they confiscated that.
Oh, okay.
I never tried to hear the Deer album. Because, you know, just before, he went in, me and Six had separated.
Right.
And then he invited me to this one big party. Next day after that party, he was gone.
Damn.
We hadn't seen each other for like 3 months, 4 months. You know what I mean? So it was pretty deep.
I think he
might have knew it.
Okay.
He might have knew this girl.
What's your relationship with Mr. Doctor? You got one?
I ain't really talked to him in a little bit. Been about, what, 8-9 years.
Right, okay. What was that beef, you know, Six had with Mr. Doctor and Odyssey back then?
Pretty much, you know, the stuff that everybody pretty much left Doc over was brewing up. But they never did get along, though. It was like two pits, you know, in a cage. It was about to be a fight. You know what I mean? Because they both got the same attitude. So it wasn't never going to work. So you can put it on anything, really.
How come you never hooked up with Sebo back in the Black Market days?
Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
Shoot, he never wanted to hook up. I mean, I never hear nothing about him wanting to hook up. I don't know. Back then, man, I wasn't even trying to get nobody on my album, really, except for my homeboys.
Yeah, it was different back then.
You know what I mean? I ain't, you know, believe me. But, you know, times change. Even though I'm going more toward that way with this Then and the Movie album that I'm doing now, I need more cuts. You know what I mean? But back then, I was like, just me.
Right.
I don't really like dealing with too many other artists. Till now, just recently, really.
Yeah.
I probably only have one or two on there. A lot of artists be partying in the studio. That's why I don't really be doing all that. I be having that focus.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I'm in the partying.
And can we expect another Block movement?
I want to, man. Just everything got to be right.
Okay.
I mean, we've been talking about it for about a year now, though.
Right. You know, Eminem was supposed to be featured on your song with Tech N9ne, you know, called My World. What happened to that? How come he wasn't on the song?
I never really asked Tech N9ne.
Oh, you never asked him?
I had my part done. I never really, you know, I was like, I figured he wanted to tell me, he would have told me.
Okay. Can we expect more music from you and Tech N9ne in the future?
He's going to be on my Dinner and the Movie album. We was talking about doing the Nerd House Click. Not called Click, but this is called Nerd House. But we was talking about doing that, but that fool be torn so much. So I'm just going ahead and finishing my album and get at him later.
Okay. Now, let's get to the current projects, man. You recently appeared on songs with Snoop, Dog Pound, 40 Glock. What made you hit Southern Cali?
I've been, you know, everybody from the West Coast been wanting to talk to them. You know what I mean? You do that thing with them. And, you know, Snoop had hopped on one of my albums before.
Yeah.
And we did talk about, you know, we did talk about doing some stuff, but...
It was called Dog Market, right?
Yeah, he was doing this thing, so... So we, you know, finally happened again. How it happened is that MCA Lynch album, I guess he had got wind of that. And got in touch with A got in touch with me. Snoop said, come down. I said, when? He said, today. I was like, man, I can't do it today. He said, do it tomorrow. I said, I'll be right there. Cause it was about like 7 at night. I was going to have to rent a car and all that. That's why I'd have went that night. You know what I mean? When he calls, it's going down. Then I started, you know, I've been corrupt and all that. It's, you know, hopped on the album, and I made the beat, the beat with Snoop and them. I made the beat, and Corrupt was like, you know, the beat was heat. Who made this beat? I needed. He was trying to grab it, but it was from Ron. So that's how me and him hooked up. And me and Dad's always been cool. You know, Dad's, you know, back and forth to Sacramento and L.A.
All the time.
So that's how it kind of happened. And they just start hitting me up. Get on this, get on that. I'm about to get on Dad's new album.
That's dope.
And it's only on the left side.
Yeah.
And then me and him talking about doing an album, but he, you know, we want me to come out to Atlanta, so I'm gonna finish my album and get at him. So just trying to get back out there, man. Cause my album, I'm doing a 3-album trilogy. It's about a serial killer. You know what I mean? Same thing as a movie I'm writing too, so it's, you know, it's a little easier to write on both since I'm talking about the same thing, but it's a 3-album trilogy. I got the same actors and all that through the whole, you know, 3 albums.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
How far are you doing with that?
I'm done with Dinner and the Movie. Next one's called Cold Hanger Strangler.
Okay.
And I ain't gonna enclose the third one yet because it might be my last album, so.
What happened to the Spider-Man album?
I'm making that now. I'm just releasing it through another label.
Oh, so you got 2 records coming out?
Another distributor. Yeah, it's a 2-album record.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna use some of the stuff, and then I just started back working on, you know, the other stuff for it.
You know,
I'm gonna drop it to somebody that got channels that, you know, that fit that situation.
Right. You know, in an interview I did with Snoop, he offered you to come fuck with him, you know, to put an album out through him. What did you think about that?
I was excited and everything, man, but I just know that right now he's probably going to be too busy to do what, you know, I want to do right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to just keep, you know, hopping back and forth on each other's projects, and hopefully, you know, when he got a little more time, we can do some other stuff. But right now I got this thing that I'm doing, and I want to get it out there real quick. You know what I mean? That's my boy, though. That's Uncle Snoop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I could move with him right now, you know what I mean? But I know he'd be real busy and stuff.
Yeah,
but I love that boy for life.
That's dope. And, you know, who's currently all in the Made Sick crew?
We got me, COS, Tall Can, my boy Ripster, he handles all our videos and stuff. My boy Dom Rob handles all my promotions and stuff. My boy Jake, you know, he handles all my, like, you know, street teams and stuff like that. You know, and my boy Randy, who, you know, executive produced Mr. Doc years back with the Block Style when I produced that album for him.
Yeah.
It's called Double Action, so he's down with me. So, we gonna rush it, man. We gonna push this.
And, you know,
the label's Made Sick now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I seen, I was looking at it, I was like, yeah, it ain't Sick Made no more.
I mean, yeah, that means minus RB. You know what I mean? He went in another direction. Had to handle some other stuff. But we felt he wasn't, you know, putting his all into the label. So instead of, you know, going through some, you know, a whole bunch of court stuff to delay anything we was trying to do, I just came with my own label and stuff.
Okay.
But eventually, you know, me and Arch are going to still release our records still on Sick Made, so got to promote that Sick Made too.
Right. Who's going to be producing on your new record?
Well, I got Tech N9ne's producer. I'm going to do, you know, a couple. I did two already. I'm going to do about two more. But basically, this dude, Seven, he's going to hook some stuff up, and then Daz is going to hook some cuts up. And then, I, you know, pretty much, I'm going to wait until I find out, you know, who's going to pretty much do all three of the other albums. Which, you know, I'm shooting for Seven, but anybody else, and I got this young producer named Axis that, you know, a no-namer, but he's very talented, and he ain't gonna be a no-namer for long. And getting him down, he's gonna be doing a lot of our new stuff. Funk Beta, you know, he's gonna go into doing, like, more R&B, you know what I mean? He did the Loaded album.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm gonna let him shoot into that direction for a little bit, and then I'm gonna go dark with these next three albums.
Okay, sounds good. You know, a song recently came out called "You May Be." Where is that from?
That is from the Rip Gut Collections. That'll be out on May
29th. What's the Rip Gut Collection?
It's my version. You know how Black Market used to put them best of?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Best of Lynch and Book 2 and Book 3 or whatever.
Yeah, so this is like the fourth greatest hits record or something.
Say again?
This is like the fourth greatest hits record you got out or something.
Oh, man, he was doing his thing. Money there, money there while we was in court. He was trying to do his thing. And his people on them albums, I don't even know who it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I deserve to put out at least one.
And, you know, so which album is coming out first? The Dinner and the Movie or the Spider-Man? Or is it coming out together?
Definitely Dinner and the Movie.
Okay. Okay, so which guest, what guest appearances can we expect on that? Because you said you collaborate with some people.
If you heard the verse on Tech N9ne's, you're probably gonna hear a lot of stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't want to say too much, but I mean it's a storyline to it, so you're just gonna hear a lot of, you know what I mean, different type stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean it's a plot to the whole story, all of, from the beginning to end, all through that. You know, from the beginning album to the last album.
You know, you got a mixtape out there too, right?
Yeah, it's called
What made you put a mixtape out there?
Shoot, everybody else, you know, was pretty much doing it, doing that little thing, trying to get to one of them little mixtape awards. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that one we said we gonna do one in 2 weeks, and pretty much got it done in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So, and we got these new artists that we about to start messing with. That's hard. You know, we wanted to get them on there, but it's a nice feeling. You know, the snuff tapes they bought and not.
Yeah, I just heard a couple of tracks. You know, it was funny hearing you rapping over beats like Candy and Kick Push, because usually you just did your thing. You know, what made you go ahead and hop on other people's beat like that, like Kick Push and shit that, you know, wasn't really the shit that you was doing?
Well, I mean, you ain't, for one, there ain't too many artists out there that do a lot of what I do. It's hard to go online and find that. But, you know, I was like Candy, there's a track Candy on there from Snoop. I was in the studio, you know, while that was going down with him, so I had to hop on that. I wanted to get on that back then. I wanted to get on it, you know, on that cut. But I heard it in the studio though, so I had to do that one. But as far as any of the other ones, man, I was just finding what I could find. I tried, you know, some knotted stuff that I was gonna throw on my, cause it's not my mixtape. It's like the label mixtape. I got my Co-Hanger Strangler mixtape that I'm doing right now, trying to find the darker stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, you know, I heard you've been messing with Frank Nitti from Long Beach. What's your relationship with him?
That's my boy. Man, he hooked up 40 Glocks. I'm on 40 Glocks down. Yeah. He just keep my connection, you know, down south cracking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man, he's a real good dude, man. I got a lot of love for him, man. You know, I've been talking to him for about a year off and on, but, you know, right now we, you know, really trying to get together and do some stuff.
That's dope. So, which artists can we expect you to collaborate with, you know, in your future projects?
You know, everybody's trying to put together that Lynch and Eminem, but, you know, that's the ones I'm going to try. And then, you know, I want to do Swifty from D12, you know what I mean? And, Rex, you know, Crooked Eye. Me and Dad's going to do some things, but, I mean, these days, man, you know, it's hard when you're working underground with the type of stuff I do. There's nobody out there doing it because they, you know, on some down south or, you know what I mean, a hyphy.
Yeah, you had a dope track with Badass too. You know, you shook up with him.
Yeah, that's a dude too that I hell of respect. I hop on something with him too. I think I got his plug too, man. Yeah, he's a good dude.
Definitely. Okay, man. You know, I think we covered pretty much everything. Is there anything else that you want to let everybody know?
Yeah, I just want to know. I just want to let them know that I'm pretty much back. Y'all gonna see what's happening with when these next three albums come out, and just keep supporting, support everything, support the black market, and crooked motherfuckers. But support this shit here. This is all me. Rip Gut Collections, Mayfic for life.